There was a young man who was about to get married. He was having cold feet. And the night before the wedding, he said to his friends, I'm not sure about this. They said, oh, come on, a man without a wife is half a man. He said, yes, but why buy a cow when milk is so cheap? They said, oh, come on, a wife will double your joys and halve your sorrows. Yes, he said, and quadruple my expenses. What you need is a drink, said his friends. And so they took him into the forest, and they drank 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 and they drank. And then the young man fell over, and when he looked down, he saw that he'd tripped on a tree root that stuck up out of the ground like a long bony hand. And he said, there's only one thing to do with a hand. And he reached into his pocket and he pulled out the wedding band, and he put it on the ring finger of the root, and he said, I do. I really do promise to love and cherish you all the days of my life. And with that, with his hands still entwined in the tree root, he went to sleep. Well, when he woke up in the morning, he was ready to get married. He disentangled himself from the root, jumped onto his horse, and then he remembered the ring. He jumped down again. He tried to pull the ring off the ring finger of the root, but as he heaved, the earth began to crack around it. And he had the strange sensation that the root was holding his hand. And when he looked down, he saw that he was holding a hand made out of bones, not a root. And it was attached to a skeleton arm, which was attached to a bony body. And then the whole skeleton clambered out of the earth and stood in front of him. And it struck the young man at that moment that it was a skeleton bride. She had dried rose petals in the orbs of her skull, and wisps of old faded lace clinging to her ribcage. She looked at the young man and said, I do, too. Well, I don't. And he ran 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 all the way to the house of the rabbi. He knocked on the door. It was opened wide. He slammed it shut on the skeleton bride and said, Rabbi, last night I married a skeleton. Will it count? I'm supposed to marry my true bride this morning. And the rabbi said, did you say the wedding vows? Yes. Did you give a ring? Mm-hmm. Did you lie with your bride? Kind of. Well, don't worry. The promises of the living are stronger than the promises of the dead. Go now and marry your true bride. Well, the young man was very relieved. He pushed open the door and there was his true bride with her skin as young and fresh as a daisy. But she wasn't looking at him. She was looking at the heap of bones at his feet. So he told her the whole story of the forest and the drinking and the sleeping and the ring. She ignored him. She picked up the skeleton bride and said, don't worry. For every kiss my husband gives me, it'll be a kiss for you too. For every child he gives me, it'll be a child for you too. Because don't you know, with every birth there is a death. With every death there is a birth. With every birth there is a death, with every death there is a birth, with every birth there is a death, with every death there is a birth. And so the young man and the young woman got married, and at the party, the skeleton danced all night with young, with old, with boys, with girls. She span and she span. And then the wide-awake couple rode home, fast asleep on the back of a cockerel. And on the way there, the bride saw a space in the sky where the stars had run out. So she took off her head and threw it up to fill in the gap. Well, when they got to their house, she pulled her head down, but the inside of the house was on the outside. So she knocked on the fireplace, but the door was already ajar, a samovar. She walked inside, and there her pet donkey barked and threw its hooves around her neck. Well, a hoof is a foot. So they legged it into a dense forest with trees a mile apart. And there they saw a flea as big as a walnut. Well, if you have a nut, you crack it. And if you crack a nut, out come yards and yards of white cloth. If you've got yards and yards of white cloth, you take it to market. You buy a fish. You give the head to your wife, you keep the tail for yourself. A tail is an end is a tail, and that is the end of this tale.